Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm calling in from Colorado tonight and happy to be hosting our very first Purium Lifestyle Call. So our owner and founder, David Sandoval, changing things up, going to a radio show format call that not only talks about the Purium products, but more importantly, a healthy lifestyle. And Dave was one of the most popular radio show hosts in all of New York City back in the day. So he's going to pull out his radio announcer voice and some of those questions that he gets on a regular basis, and he's going to talk about not only the questions and the answers, but some of his philosophy and other things that are important if you want to live a healthy, complete, full lifestyle. And that's one of the things that always impresses me when I spend time with Dave, is he walks the walk. And when you go up to his retreat, the Native Springs Oasis Retreat, I mean, you really get a sense of how he slows down his life. As fast as he goes and as much as he gets done, you know, he can slow down his life as well and really, you know, use the products and use good nutrition to have long, long, long days and pack a lot into those days. So he's going to be talking tonight about all that he does and what you should be doing to live that Purium lifestyle. So I'm happy and pleased to turn the call over to our owner and founder, the host of the Purium Lifestyle Call radio show, David Sandoval. David, you on the line?
I am, David. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for that. I think Dave worked harder on that introduction than I worked on the show, so I hope I don't disappoint you. So once again, my name's Dave Sandoval, one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products, and I really did love having to meet the owners call. It's just that Amy's so busy making this thing happen, I thought it was false advertising. So there's no doubt we'll have her on as a guest from time to time. But I did really, really enjoy my time in New York City on the radio. I made a lot of friends. Probably the best part, though, about being on the radio in New York City, especially daytime radio, is that whenever you get into a taxi and you tell them where you're going, they turn around and say, "Hey, you're Dave Sandoval," because they listen to the radio all day. And so I was very well known among taxi drivers. Anybody else, I'm not so sure. But remember, there's 20,000 taxi drivers in New York, so I figured that's a good start. So my format was always pretty similar, and it was one I had a lot of fun with. I hope you will, too. I'd always start out with sort of a introduction to any ideas, articles in the news, some current events, something that I found interesting I wanted to comment on, and that took the first little part of the show. I then did a product focus, and today we're going to talk about skincare and talk about why our two internal products for rejuvenating your skin, you know, and relaxing your skin are both really amazing. We're going to talk about some of that. We're also, I'm going to answer a couple of questions. I had a couple of questions that came in that are so common, I'm like, oh my God, I thought everybody knew this, so I think I'm just going to set the record straight on a couple of things. And then I've got a recipe for you. I call it the no cheese pesto, or the no parma pesto, since you usually use Parmesan cheese. So the no parma pesto is really amazing, and we had a chance to make that this weekend directly from the garden. And then I have some questions about just GMO that I want to ask the people who own the companies of those. And I know you're going to love this. It's basically an interview with me and the owners of companies that make genetically modified organisms. Probably one of the best interviews you're ever going to hear, except that they're not here. So anyway, and then I've got a question again in the Q&A, but I'm going to save this one till last. And it is, why Purium? And, you know, like, why did I start Purium? Why should you choose Purium? And it's a pretty simple answer. So with no further ado, I don't have a radio voice to offer you. I'm sorry. I was thinking about pretending and to have one, but I'm really not that good at that part of the spontaneity right now, because part of my current events has to do with something that's sort of heavy-hearted for me. I am extremely close to my daughter. My daughter was raised, you know, not in my household, but by, you know, a sort of a her mom remarried and lived in a house with an uncle, and that uncle died today. And my daughter was close to him, and she called me just before the show telling me, you know, so it's hard for me to be very upbeat right now knowing that my daughter has a broken heart. But the show must go on, as they say. So, you know, it's funny how people, I really, really respect people who get degrees in college. Like my daughter, who I'm so proud of, she's going to go on to grad school. She's going to get a PhD. She's going to have the right to say she's a PhD in her respective field. And I really believe in achievement in that way. I believe scholastic achievement is really, really important. I believe in the sciences. And I would never want to, you know, ever put down somebody's degree. But that having been said, I also take umbrage with, I take offense to, I am in disagreement with people who use their title as a way of making themselves an authority on something they're simply not authoritative on. Let's say that you have a really fancy title and you say, you know, I'm a, for lack of a, just mixing metaphors as a joke, I'm a 10th degree, you know, a molecular biologist, you know, I'm sort of like, you know, whatever it is, I'm the best of the best. You know, you don't really start out saying that. If you have something to offer, you don't need to throw your title out in front in order to establish credibility. You should put your title at the end. So you should make your point and then say, well, as a molecular biologist, I believe this. But to start out a sentence saying, as a molecular biologist, I believe, and that is what I took offense to. And so I've been getting a lot of blowback, meaning five or six people echo, and maybe 500 people behind those five people might have the same question. You know what I mean? So somebody put out an article establishing their very high credentials and achievement. Congratulations. Followed by a lot of ridiculous misinformation that was not very well researched and seems to be just a little bit mean-spirited. So I think, you know, somebody needs some love. And what I mean by that is you could solve everything with love. If somebody's heart is broken, love is going to fix that. If somebody's angry, believe it or not, anger is not the response. Love is the response. And love should always come with a lot of explaining the love. Why I love you. So we had a molecular biologist write an article making some pretty silly claims that I want to address one by one, the way it's supposed to be done. And so they said that the Love Super Meal, which was part of a program, and they want to disparage the program because it dare call itself a celebrity transformation, not knowing the history of this, knowing that it was used almost exclusively with and for celebrity people before it was offered to the public. But of course, when you don't do your research, then you tend to step in some holes. But anyway, they talked about the Love Super Meal being full of anti-nutrients like lectins, phytic acids, and goiters. And so she said that these wreak havoc on the gut and cause gut permeability, triggering autoimmune disorders and inflammation throughout the body. And they have a bad impact on the body. But here's what she fails to realize. A few little things. We don't need to cover it all because we don't have all day to go over this. But let's just, an anti-nutrient is something that might inhibit the absorption of another compound, or maybe cause another compound to be ineffective. And all elements, every single element has these antidotes or the opposite thing. Like we know that magnesium and calcium, when you have too much calcium, it pushes the magnesium out of your body. Now, does that mean that you should never eat foods with calcium? because we know that too much calcium pushes magnesium out of the body. No, it means that you have a balanced approach and you eat a balance of foods that have a sufficient amount of calcium, but not too much. Doesn't that make sense? So the first thing you want to look at is the label and the ingredients of the Love Super Meal. And you'll notice there is only one grain, and that is rice, and that rice has been sprouted and fermented. Now, when you sprout and ferment a grain, it stops the anti-nutrient effect of it. And it is the only grain in the product, and that needs to be noted because almost all of the things she talks about are related with soy and grains. And they're cereal grains, by the way. I'm going to note this, cereal grains. And cereal grains do include rice, but they are not nearly the same. Rice is not the same, and when it's sprouted and fermented, those anti-nutrients simply are no longer going to be a problem. Now, lectins, she said, typically found in beans, seeds, nuts, potatoes, and soybeans, particularly potatoes and soybeans, because you eat a lot of potatoes and a lot of soybeans, and you eat a lot of beans. Here's the problem. All of ours, any time there was a seed in our product, again, it was sprouted, and lectins are only a problem when they're over-consumed. Again, if you look at the label, you'll see we have 36 ingredients in the Love Super Meal, and only a small percentage of them have any of these compounds. Now, here's what you need to understand. She says that you should never have the Love Super Meal because it has flaxseed and because it has cruciferous vegetables. She doesn't come out and say it. She just says that you shouldn't eat it because it has goiters. And the only ingredients in our product that may have goiters are cruciferous vegetables and flax seeds. So in her world, you would never, ever eat broccoli, cabbage, kale, Brussels sprouts. Should I go on? The most purifying, healing, disease-fighting, amazing foods on the planet. Cruciferous vegetables, she's saying you shouldn't eat them. Are you kidding me? Insane. She better check her science. Not only that, but the fact that we have such a variety of foods that offer similar nutrients means you're not relying solely upon kale like so many people do. I see people eating kale salads all the time. Do you know there's fewer goiters, phytic acid, and lectins in an entire serving of Love Super Meal than in one bite of a kale salad? Might have to be a big bite, but nonetheless, you get the idea. Way off base? I think so. Last thing I'm going to say on this, flax seeds are one of nature's amazing foods, but not everything is good for everybody all the time. Think of a flax seed as an egg where the outer shell has something called lignan, L-I-G-N-A-N. You look up lignan and you'll see that the science behind it is amazing. It is one of the most powerful phytochemicals to help control your body's resistance to certain things that you'll have to look up on the internet because we're not doctors. It's amazing. And only whole flax seeds have it. The inner part of the flax seed has two parts, the omega-3 fatty acid, which we know is good for you, and it has a soluble fiber called a beta-glucan that we know is the cholesterol magnet that helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels. Flaxseed is one of the nature's perfect foods. It's just not good for women in the third trimester, and it should not be over-consumed. But again, in the amounts that we're offering, even if you're taking it three times a day, would never be too much. So, Miss Molecular Biologist, please check your facts because we love you and we want you on our team. We want you to understand that with your credentials and the truth, you could be a really awesome promoter of the truth, and you don't have to try to worry about, you know, these things. And here's another thing. We have 54 products. If the Love Super Meal is not right for you, guess what? 53 more to try. Next on my list of what's in the news, and this is something I'm really excited about, and that is our new products, the skincare products, which are phenomenal. Thank you, everybody, for your before and after pictures. Two of my favorite ingredients, it's a five-piece set. You have the cleanser, the serum, the cream. But then you have two other things that have four specific ingredients in one, and some really amazing ingredients in there. So let me tell you the thought behind these. I knew that I had the secret to regenerating skin from the inside out like no one had ever done before, and that's being proven every day. The combination of four specific power ingredients in their purest form had never been done before, ever. And I doubt anybody will, because it's really expensive to do so. We took aloe vera 200X. Aloe vera 200X dramatically accelerates the rate at which baby skin cells become fresh, young cells. The faster skin cells develop, the less damage that they reveal, meaning literally, you can create younger-looking skin cells. Here's what I mean. Most skin cells take 33 days to develop. With our product, they can develop in as little as 11 days, meaning they look amazingly fresh and young and gorgeous. Number two, we have astaxanthin. Astaxanthin is clinically proven to remove the appearance of fine lines. Fine lines are not wrinkles. They contribute to wrinkles. When you have lines and wrinkles together, you know what that looks like. No, thank you. So the astaxanthin protects your sun from UVA and UVB light. And if you're taking it every day, that means you may not even need sunscreen. Yeah. The astaxanthin is so good at protecting your skin cells, it even regenerates your eye tissue so that you could potentially see better. Astaxanthin's amazing. In addition to the astaxanthin, we have superoxide dismutase. Now, superoxide dismutase is used in so many products, and guess how many of them use the clinically proven? SOD is not just something that you... They were selling SOD tablets years ago to give to horses, right? People started taking them. They helped with arthritis, but they didn't help on the deeper molecular level because they weren't able to pass the blood-brain barrier. Only one SOD called Glycidin, the one we use, the SOD that we use is clinically proven to pass the blood-brain barrier, meaning it is able to penetrate the deepest level of cells. Superoxide dismutase is amazing. A superoxide is a type of free radical, a type of free radical that is the most powerful and damaging type of free radical. Some free radicals bounce around and they have the potential to do damage. And if you scavenge them up, they never do the damage. The ORAC in our tart cherry takes care of those types of free radicals. Those are called oxygen radicals or oxygen singlets. And oxygen radical absorbance capacity scoops those up and saves you. But what about a superoxide? A superoxide is such a powerful type of damaging agent that you can't stop it. Okay, it is a free radical so powerful that it will do damage, and there's nothing you could do to stop it. It's a superoxide, not just an oxygen singlet, a superoxygen singlet. And that means that it's going to damage your cells and nothing you could do about it. But guess what superoxide dismutase does? It dismutates it. It reverses the damage. It stops it from mutating. And that's amazing. Superoxide dismutase is the most powerful antioxidant enzyme on the planet and is found in 2,000-degree nuclear generators. It could still live in the form. 90% of a bacteria found in 2,000 degree temperatures is superoxide dismutase, 5% catalase, and only 5% is actually the part of the living element or the microorganism. The rest is all antioxidants, and it lives in 2,000 degrees. This is fact. Superoxide dismutase is the most powerful antioxidant. When you put it into your body, it stops, or excuse me, repairs damage. You want the damage already done to your face to be repaired, don't you? I do. Now we're getting rid of fine lines. We're repairing previous damage. Guess what else we're going to do? We're going to cause it to moisturize from the inside out. Not a moisturizer, from the outside in. In nature, there is a moisturizer that works from the inside out. It's called hyaluronic acid. Almost every cosmetic company on the planet gets it from dead chickens. They kill the chickens, take their skin, and use the chicken skins and the goose and the chicken cones to make hyaluronic acid. We do not. Ours is a clinically proven vegetarian version made from an amazing root that lives in the really, really, really dry, high desert. And it creates hyaluronic acid naturally, because hyaluronic acid is what gives chicken skin its plumpness. It holds all the moisture in. And it holds all the moisture in our skin as well. The healing secret in chicken soup is hyaluronic acid. When hyaluronic acid binds with nutrients, it delivers them to cells like nothing else you've ever seen. Because it goes into the cells to rehydrate them, whatever is bound to it gets carried into the cells. When you add hyaluronic acid, the right type, to something, it not only draws moisture into the cells, it delivers nutrients. Bingo, bango, bongo. Now we've got four ingredients coupled together in a way that no one's ever done it before, and that's the skin rejuvenator, okay? But guess what else? A lot of people are taking Botox. When they take Botox, it is because they want the musculature. That was a hard word to spit out. They want the musculature, the muscles over your bones to relax. And when you tighten up your muscles, when you have stress and tension, then your muscles feel that tenseness, and that causes wrinkles. And it makes our face look not so attractive because we look anxious all the time. People take Botox to give their face a relaxed look, but then it looks like, well, you know, they're always happy to see you. So here's the problem. Or here's the solution to that problem. We have put together a formula that includes kava kava, that includes valerian, that includes tart cherry, that includes passiflora. Again, four, bam, 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 bam. Four amazing ingredients, each one of them specifically engendered with the ability to help you relax. Now, yes, the first time you take it, you will get the best night's sleep you ever had. And the second night, the same, but they won't require as much sleep. So the first night you take it, leave an extra 45 minutes because you will sleep a little bit more because it will relax you that much. But you're going to wake up and immediately see that your TMJ that you were having all night long before is probably not happening now because you're so relaxed that you're not gritting your jaw. We're not gritting your jaw. You're not creating muscle tension. We're not creating muscle tension on your skeletal facial tissue. All night, you wake up looking so much better. Anybody in for this? Do you know it's one of our best-selling products already? That's right. It's in our top five selling products already, and people are reporting so many side effects, just like weight loss is a side effect. We gave you these products to get rid of wrinkles and such, but you're reporting ridiculous side effects. I can't even mention them because we don't play doctor. But congratulations to everybody that is having the results you are having with your skin issues, with your sleep issues, with those other issues that we talked about that you guys have called me. Believe me, this is one of the products that will forever be on our bestseller list. It's just a matter of time before you discover it, and when you do, you're going to want to share it with other people. Now, I get questions and answers about my approved food list. My approved food list is a shopping list that is your friend from day 11 on, okay? From day 11 on, we now moved into our question and answer portion. From day 11 on, you need to be eating off of my approved food list. That in itself is going to assure that you are going to be creating recipes. Now, what happens when you eat out and away from the approved food list is what I've been asked over and over and over. I didn't know that that was a hard question, and I'm not being condescending at all. I'm just a little bit of a smart aleck. If the approved food list applies at home, guess what? Try your best to apply that list when you go out. That's right. You ask a question like, is that line-caught salmon? Is it wild-caught salmon? Is that free-range chicken? Is that real butter? Could I get maple syrup instead of that Aunt Jemima stuff? Excuse me, Aunt Jemima. I know that we once had a torrid love affair. I was as an Aunt Jemima guy, believe me. The bottom line is that you could ask the same questions at the restaurant that you do at the grocery store, and guess what's going to happen when you do? Guess what's going to happen when you do? They're going to start going, oh, my God, there's so many people coming asking for real maple syrup and real butter, and is that, you know, what type of oil do you cook that with? And is that organic? And I want the organic salad. If that's the only salad you have, then that's the one I'm having. You are going to change the world by applying the approved food list when you go out to eat, by demanding it. You're going to make the restaurants that offer it stronger, and that's what we want in the world. You're going to make the ones who don't offer it begin to, because you're going to demand it, and they want to sell you whatever you're willing to pay them for. Okay, so that's an easy one. Next, recipes. Oh, my goodness, I love this. I love me some pesto, because when you talk about superfoods, you are going to be putting, I put chlorella into my pesto, by the way. So I want you to get, for every person who's eating, a teaspoon of chlorella. That's right, a whole serving of chlorella for every person who's eating, for every serving. So you're going to use, obviously, basil leaves. You can use garlic or red onion. Red onion, for people who don't like garlic, makes an amazing substitute for that. You're going to use pure virgin olive oil. I also accept avocado oil, which is one of my favorite new ways to make it, or even grapeseed oil. Green tea seed oil is also amazing. And you're going to, instead of using Parmesan cheese for that sort of gritty taste and texture you usually want out of your pesto, you're going to use a little grated coconut. Grated coconut, and then to get that tangy taste that usually comes from the Parmesan, lemon. So some lemon juice, some, you know, and all of a sudden, you've got yourself a vegan, you know, a vegan, again, like I joke around and I call it the no cheese and the no Parma pesto, because usually people use Parmesan, but it really is amazing. You're not going to miss the Parmesan cheese at all. And if you have vegan friends and raw food friends, this is a raw, vegan, superfood monster. And guess what? You could put it on anything. You could put it on sandwiches. You could put it over pasta. We had this butternut squash pasta, and we had the pesto over it. And I know that doesn't sound right, but it was so good. And so there's a lot of gluten-free, whole grain, awesome pastas out there, and I love pesto. So there's a recipe for today, the no Parma pesto. And again, you're going to replace the Parmesan with lemon juice and with shaved coconut to create the texture and the tartness that usually comes from the Parmesan. And then you're going to add a teaspoon or a half a teaspoon for every serving of chlorella. The taste will not even be noticed. And what a great way to get two amazing green superfoods into your life. And I like pine nuts, but don't be afraid if you're okay. You know, if you could handle real nuts, tree nuts, and some people can't these days, you know, I like walnuts as a substitute as well. So pine nuts, walnuts, you can even use cashews, but make sure you get those good greens in there, okay? We've gone a little bit over our time, and I apologize for that, but it's time for our interview with our imaginary person. We'll call them Mr. GMO. So, Mr. GMO, I just had a question for you. Are you proud of the work that you've done with genetically modified organisms? Oh, yes, David, I am. Because we're making the world a better place. The only reason we want GMOs is so we could deliver more nutritious, higher quality food to save the world, just like you, Dave. Really, Mr. GMO, that's amazing. I didn't know that. I think that you should have the right to, I mean, I think that you should brag to the world. You should tell everybody which products are genetically modified so they will know which ones to buy based upon your philosophy. Would you do that? Is that something you want to do? Well, actually, no. We're fighting so that people can't know whether products are genetically modified or not. Well, Mr. GMO, that doesn't make any sense. You just said that your products are superior, that your products are to save the world. Why is it that if they are so awesome that you don't want to let everybody know which ones they should buy? And I have one more question for you. In my study of economics, I always heard that the customer is always right. Well, right now, I see that there's protests all over the country, from Hawaii to New York City. Neil Young just did a concert in L.A. to fight against genetically modified organisms. Thousands and thousands of people went there. And for some reason, you don't seem to listen. Why is it that you're not willing to give the consumer what they're asking for? Why is it that you're not listening to the voice of the consumer and instead are spending millions and tens of millions of dollars to quash the voice of the American consumer who is demanded to know the truth? Where are you going? Come back here. I've got a couple more questions. Oh, I guess the interview's over. Why is it we don't ask ourselves simple questions? If GMOs are so good, why aren't they wanting to brag about them on their label? My name's David Sandoval. You've been listening to the new revised edition of the Meet the Owners call. It's all about the lifestyle, okay? We're not just a company. We're a lifestyle. I want you to know that. I want this call to be a reflection of it. I want you to get to know me a little bit better, the way I got to know those people in New York City, by getting a look into my passion on so many different levels each and every Wednesday. If you like this, let us know. Spread the word. And give me, wait, oh, I've got one more important thing to tell you. Hold on one moment. I wanted to let you know that we are having an amazing time at the Native Springs Oasis. We're having PhD academies and yoga retreats and such. And for those of you who didn't think you could afford to come there, we are going to have a Kickstarter campaign to build some new campsites. And next week, we're going to announce that. We're going to let you know about it. And for a small contribution, you actually could get a free night stay up at the Oasis. For those of you who don't want to come for a PhD academy, who haven't earned the right to go there yet, because you haven't rank advanced to the point where we take you up there and spoil you, you could come up as part of our permaculture initiative simply by contributing a small contribution toward our new campgrounds, because we're putting on events for at-risk youth and we need more campgrounds, and we are very excited about that. So Kickstarter campaign coming your way soon, small contribution, big return. And, of course, as you know, the Native Springs Oasis is my passion, and I can't wait to share it with you. So as I unlock the call, we could all give ourselves a nice arrivederci, an aloha, an au revoir, whatever you want. Now's the time.
Aloha, Hawaii. Coronado.
Thank you. Yeah.
Mahalo.
Yeah. I should only take like 10 minutes. They put vegetables in there, they don't take
San Diego.
Right amount of salt.
We are the champion.
Thank you.
Okay. Awesome. All day. Yeah, go get in there and watch it, you guys. Hey, did you see they're trying to do away with El Dorado, but the PBR might take it over. For funding. And they said that the PBR, that guy, Sean, whatever his name is, the CEO or whatever, he said, if we take El Dorado, it will be one of the biggest professional rodeos next to NASCAR.
Think great.
Yeah, that's true.
All conference hosts have hung up.